Blog Talk Radio.
A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Turner. I'm your host for the show. We have a guest call-in line. Before we introduce our new show today, we would just like to give you information on guest call-ins. If you would like to call in, the number is 646-787-1657. Again, it's 646-787-1657. If you would like to call in, ask any questions, inquiry, or interject on anything that you hear from us today. Okay, my name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. You're here at A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. Today, we are proud to launch our digital distribution entitled Lord Have Mercy on Me. This song has been featured on our show for quite a while now. We've been working with this song for a couple of years. We decided to feature it on our Reverb site, and there we have it featured. It's there for downloads, is there for, to peruse, hear updates about what we're doing here, about our Theory of Parenting, our show. Everything is linked together, so you can find a lot of information about us there. But over and beyond that, we have retailers now that have decided to take our song into their shop and into their databases and into their stores. And we have iTunes, who has became an active participant. There are people like 24/7 Entertainment. We also have Amazon there, who has an MP3. We also have Aspiro, which is, I found out, is a part of Jay-Z's new community and company. He's working with them to do a major project. And we also have our iTunes there for about 99 cents, I believe, or the retailers may have it at various prices. But we, too, have a deal, a little contract with them going on as well. We have Google Play, who decided to take on the song. There's one called Grace Note, Hoopla, and iHeartRadio, iTunes, delivered to JB Hi-Fi, Last FM, and we also have the Spotify and the Zune, Zune, and which seems like Tune. There's the Shazam, and so forth and so on. We have the retailers who are carrying the song. So, again, the song name is Lord Have Mercy on Me. It's been a show that we've been talking about from start to finish. When we started a couple years ago, we were just songwriters. We had some lyrics on the paper. We wanted to have them copyrighted songs I sing, and then we also had them copywritten. I said that already. And then we sent it to Diamond Garden. They were able to use Rebecca Torrey, and she was able to sing the song for us. And then they were able to send us the CDs. They put our songs to music and had them singing. And so we have those CDs. And then we uploaded the CDs to Reverb Nation. We were able to get some information, and we wanted the distribution and promote. So we were able to do this digital release. So we were proud to do that. And even Nokia and Play.com is being able to carry our song. So we have a major launch here. We have a major, addition to all of the value of production and all of the value of retailing and all of the value of our songwriting. It's all coming together more like an artist now. And since it was a show on A Theory of Parenting, my son is learning, I'm learning, we're all, like, excited about everything that we've done with the song. Even though they keep saying, you have the same song, you're working the same song. And we said in the beginning, we're going to work the song because we need to learn how to work a song. So it's like you're still working the song, but we need to learn how to work a song because you'll put the song up in your, online database. People are, fan it, and then next thing you know, you'll think, like, that's the end. But then you have all these opportunities for songwriters, at Reverb. Then you have other similar programs and databases and websites like Reverb that we haven't reached out to yet to do other, opportunities as well. But then after we went through the songwriting to write the song in 10-month trip we had in Lewisburg, North Carolina, my son and I, he was the inspiration for the song, Markel Green, and I was the songwriter, Rebecca Torrey was the singer, and Diamond Garden was the one who produced the song and had it arranged and recorded, after we went through all of those particular steps, then it was having it loaded to databases. Diamond Garden was marketing it to new artists who might want to use it on their albums, and we went through the emails with that where we were able to, learn all about, those opportunities. That was new information for us. That was like, exhilarating and, heart-wrenching sometimes when you didn't get, artists to do your song, but at the same time you were up there and you were going through the opportunities at Reverb, and your music was getting out there to the big names, and then you also was a Diamond Garden music with the big names, getting your music in front of new and prominent stars. So either way, it was just, a dynamic for us over and over and over again. There was a new dynamic added to this equation every time we were able to learn about even digital distribution, which means they're sending out the MP3 in opposed to the CD or opposed to a tape or the master. So you get it in digital. So we were even, excited to learn about that type of distribution. So now we're just featured everywhere, and we have our, and what was most awesome about it is that for the cover, we were allowed to use our picture there at Blog Talk Radio. So the same picture, our logo picture there, Markel and I, we were able to use that for the cover. So anytime you go out and you're looking and you want to know, what is the cover like? Is it a rose? Is it a little car? Or is it like, praying hands? Or is it anything like, like just a graduation cap? Or is it, a ring or, some jewel or a cupcake or something wonderful, and awesome? Like no matter what, before all that was done, and we wanted to just keep our face and our logo going so that we were able to use our faces on that particular album cover, if you will. As far as where you're going to see it, you'll be able to, notice us there. So we're excited about that, too. And now that they're there, we're waiting to see who's going to be interested in the song. How do we go in and see what they've delivered? So things have been delivered, but I don't know if everything is shelved yet. I know it's there at Amazon. We were able to pull that up. And now we're trying to go behind the scenes to find out if we can look up our own song and see where they actually have it and how it's listed, and is it, on a separate page, or is it mixed right in with all the, good music? Is it, just featured or, newly released? Do we have anything like that going on somewhere at some of these particular distributors? So we're excited and happy, and with that comes the royalty. So if we make, they're selling it at Amazon for 99 cents, and they pick the prices. We didn't pick it, but for whatever, we just wanted to have it listed. So we're happy, to achieve that. So we wanted to let you know that's what's going on. So my name is Tammy Joyner. You're here right at Theory of Parenting, and we're on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about music releases. We're talking about starting from a summer trip or a 10-month trip through the winter to the summer in North Carolina to get inspired to write some country gospel and go to church and, just really enjoy ourselves in the South for a little while and show my son my hometown and get him a chance to understand more about me and my family. And through there, we were able to write a volume of songs called Psalms I Sing. And so through there, Markel's the inspiration. We had Lord Have Mercy on Me become one of our songs that we had produced by Diamond Garden Records, and Rebecca Torrey is the artist that sang the song, and they were able to arrange it and record it. So we were going through just production, and we were calling. They were writing us emails, and they were letting us know, that everything was going wonderful and perfect and right, and that we would get, to hear it. If we didn't like it, we could turn it back in and say we didn't want it that way. And we probably did that once, but then the second cut was just like absolutely awesome. So that's the one that you have released there. And being that it's country gospel, that's a little bit about how we were raised, and a little bit about the country side that we lived in, and also a bit about the church portion of our Baptist life. So we wanted to, even though we're not active Christians, we still have that part of us. It's a part of me and a part of my son. And so we just wanted to like make sure that we kind of like, deliver in our foundation a little bit of that was at our core. So I was happy to announce that we are dealing at this point, late stage, with distribution and big, big companies like iTunes and iHeartRadio and, you know, more people like Slackers and Spotify. So we really had to enjoy learning that the other day, and we had our toast, and we moved on a little bit. Like, you know, this was just another great thing that this song was doing, and we have some other projects in the workings right now, like Trendsetters. We're still working with the company to get that edited, and they sent me some information. This is just an update the other day that said that we're going to have to pull the art out of the book and possibly just go in with chapters. There was an art place card on each chapter introduction. So now they said maybe we want to move the place cards out, move the art out, and just go in with chapter one, chapter two, chapter three to replace the art. So we said that would be fine, and we sent the okay and some more money the other day. So hopefully they'll say, you know, that's fine, and they can remove the art that we put in as they edit the book. So we're going through our editing cycle at this point. So we wanted to give you the update on that. And we just released a new book, too, and that was our first year in review. So it's called First Year ATP, A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and it's by Markel Green and Tammy Joyner. We have that at Amazon. It was newly released the other day, about 2 days ago. We did that for December, so we hope you'll get a chance to look at that as soon as you can. We're going on with it. You know, each month we're doing a new book. We're doing some things that we have in archives, like that should have been done like right away some time ago, but we decided to let our show get its pace and then do, you know, the foundation and do the groundwork on that then. So now it's available now, our first year in season, and in retrospect, it was delicately done and it was delightfully done, so we definitely enjoyed that. So that's our show for today. We wanted to make sure that we didn't leave a Christmas gift as beautiful as this one unnoted and unannounced. So we definitely wanted to announce that to you today. So Merry Christmas to all, and all a good night. Until next time.
A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.